Lisa Carrington, you know, born in Tauranga, bred in Ohope, trained in Whakatane, and probably our greatest Olympian of this century. It was a really proud moment for Māoridom, because she identifies as being wahine Māori, wahine toa, and they're wahine Māori, and said that her reconnection with her ancestry has improved her ability to be able to represent our country, but also in her ability to be able to make a whakapapa connection to the water, and also to paddling, which our people have running through our genes, I would say. So, ngai mihi nui ki a rātou. There's a whole lot of other things that we've been part of this week around. So last week we supported a bill to change, to ban conversion therapy. So it's a support for our tangata, our takatāpui whānau out there. A practice that hika, what an inhumane, savage, a practice. And I don't know whoever came up with that. I'd love to go back to see what was in their minds when they came up with that type of therapy. Absolutely disgusting, to be quite honest, and has no Indigenous footprint in the way it manaakis and protects our whakapapa. It was it's a direct attack on our whakapapa, that type of therapy. So we were able to support that bill. Birth, deaths and marriages, been allowing our people to identify, our transgender whānau to identify as whoever they want to identify as, and not to have those who are not affected by this type legislation determine how our people see themselves. Our people should be free to see themselves as they want to see themselves. And so, this has been the some of the big topics this week, and I've enjoyed every bit of it.
Good on you. Part
and parcel and doing those kōrero for those particular bill changes.
Good on you too. And Deb's been away, giving tautoko to her tāne, so you've been flying solo somewhat, I note. Listen, emergency housing and the Minister of Housing and Urban Development, you popped off some questions here. What's the gist of your concerns? Share them with us too, please.
Well, those concerns are around how they're treating our people in emergency housing. We already know there's huge pressure on our whānau who have got no homes and they have to go into emergency housing. I understand the government is trying to do its best in this particular space, because this is a space that's it's going to really, this is where it's really hurting our country and our people. And so we wanted to ask the questions around, actually, yes, okay, you've got our people in hotels, but who is measuring the manaakitanga in these hotels? Many hotels, we've come back in my constituency in the Wairiki, we're talking about Rotorua, who has a high percentage of this emergency housing, and Whakatane now has started to grow. Tauranga also is, who is managing these hotels, what does it look like for many of our whānau? So they're going into rat infested, bed bug, cockroach infested, some of these hotels who a lot of the hoteliers have just moved out, and just left it to MSD and to the government to look after. And so, we needed to ask those questions. Who's keeping the moteliers accountable to ensure that our people are going into safe, dry, clean environments? Many of them are already stressed. Many of them have babies. And so we wanted to ask the question of the minister to say, well, who's measuring these and who's keeping them accountable to ensure that our people are going into safe spaces? Now, our whānau out there have come across also racist moteliers and afraid to say something because, they've been threatened to be kicked out of that place and then have nowhere to go. So they endure it. And some of them have been given 2-day eviction notices for that particular reason. So that's not good enough. And so we advocate for our whānau who are already disenfranchised, marginalised, those questions to the minister were valid questions, and we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence, but also gave our constituents a bit of integrity when asking these questions to ensure that we had a way forward.
Come on, just finally, I spoke with Wally Homahay yesterday and also with Tania Sawicki-Mead, who heads Just Speak, and, you know, some nervousness about a push, it would seem, for the police to arm up and be routinely armed. This new report from the Police Association says 6,000 of the 11,000 members, about 75 to 80% of them, would like to see cops routinely armed. Tania has concerns because of the way that our mighty people have been lent on by the police over the years. Wally Homaha, on the other hand, says Māori and ethnic leaders have said no to arming of the police, but they support new training to help officers stay safe on the streets. What's your thinking?
Hey, look, you know, there's some growing concern in our communities around, you know, some of the increase of violence. And so I for one, support Tāria and many of our iwi leaders out there. We are absolutely against arming of police. If you have a look at the statistics and the figures don't lie, Māori are more likely to be arrested, more likely to be for violence to be used on our people by the police. That's come out of their own reports. And if you even just look at our prison population, 50% of the male prison population are Māori, well, 54%, and around 65% of our prison population and our female prisons are Māori. And so, you know, that's grave concern for me when we're starting to talk about arming police, that, you know, those guns will be highly likely used on our people more than anybody else. And we will see more deaths, and we will see more of our people being, once again, at the wrong end of the statistics. So absolutely against arming of police. But I am concerned about the increasing violence in our communities. And this shouldn't just rest on the shoulders of our police. You know, they get there when the shit hits the fan, really. Using that word. But is that we as a community and we as iwi leaders, and we have to come together and start talking about the reconnection of our people to their whakapapa, reconnection of our people to their community, reconnection of our people to their culture. And you know, there's already research out there that shows that the connection and belonging will already you know, decrease the number of gangs in this country, and those who feel like they are the marginalised and disenfranchised. So this is a wider community kōrero amongst our iwi leaders, our hapū leaders, and our whānau members to come together to work out how are we going to fix our communities, heal our communities. But many of it, Dale, most of it must be done by a by Māori, for Māori, to Māori approach. Whānau Ora already has those particular processes in place in some of their kaupapa. And what we need to do is resource them accordingly. So already Māori kaupapa that work are under-resourced, are undervalued, and this is the reason why the Māori Party is in Parliament, to ensure that we start to give value to our kaupapa Māori for the oranga of our people.